Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Thursday, or happy Valentine's Eve to everyone. You're listening to Veronica McMillan, your host tonight for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. My co-host Francine Humphrey is, of course, doing the 1 million things that she always does in terms of serving the community. So it's going to be yours truly tonight on this Valentine's Eve day. And so I'm hoping that you all have had an absolute wonderful day. I in all of the things that I do, wanted to come on the show tonight and just kind of give you an idea of what the show is going to be about. And then we're going to jump into a little bit of like an infomercial of who we are and what we do. But anyhow, tonight's show's topic is What Love Got to Do With It. And we're doing that in honor, if you will, of Valentine's Day. But before I jump into that, because, again, I'm flying solo tonight, let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, your radio show. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, basically was founded by Francine Humphrey, who is the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women. And Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, and assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. Of course, the micro nonprofit network, of course, is founded by yours truly, and our goal is to help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development, and program development for their 501c3 organizations. It's really all about educating, equipping, and empowering nonprofits to serve their communities. Both of our organizations offers advocacy service to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, which is our big one, relationship building and adult literacy program. We're dedicated to making a difference in the lives of individuals. And, you know, we do that. We believe, Francine and I believe, that we provide a voice for those who have not been heard. And ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and to become educated and savvy about all aspects of their lives. And similar, what we do within the micro nonprofit network is just really helping grassroots organizations who are getting started with their 501c's understand what it means to be a nonprofit. And so if you want to reach out to Francine, you can certainly reach out to her at icwdirector@gmail.com or issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you need to connect with me, you can connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or go to our website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. And so I'll be chiming in throughout the show tonight, just giving you all our handles again, just to make sure that you all are aware of some of the things that we are doing, as well as being able to give you the information. Sometimes people jump online or on this call, you know, midway of the show or what have you, because they're running, because it's coming on, you know, right after the get off work and all that stuff. So sometimes people don't hear the whole show. They go archive it. As a matter of fact, we basically appreciate those of you all who listen on a weekly basis. I was just looking at some of the stats or what have you, and people are listening all over this country or what have you. And then, of course, as I always say, this is technology driven by the internet, telephones, and all of that stuff. And so if something happens, storm blows us out, or that we lose connections from power and all that stuff. We try our very best to get back on, but that's, you know, it is what it is. And we thank God for Blog Talk Radio, and we thank God for being able to host this show every Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So again, basically, I titled the show "What's Love Got to Do with It" on this eve of Valentine's Day, and I believe that it has everything to do with it. Love is so important, and I'm going to talk specifically of four areas, and hopefully we'll get through all four of them. I'm going to tell you the four that I'm going to talk about, and then I'm going to come back to them and just kind of do like little bullet points of things that I feel passionate about, because I think love is so important. So number one, love of God, because I think that is the anchor of everything that I do in my life and that we need as a culture, as a people, and society. We need that. And then there is the love of self. Oh, my goodness, I could spend just the whole half an hour on love of self. And then there is love of others and love of community. So let me bounce back up to the top again and talk specifically about what's love got to do with it, the love of God. And the love of God, it, to me, basically is this real authentic relationship with the divine Father, with the divine, understanding Holy Spirit's role, understanding Jesus, the just being able to know that that must be a real, real relationship. That's the bedrock, the foundation, I believe. Others may say something different, but for me, and I know for Francine, our love of God is so important, because without that, nothing exists. When we're talking about love of God, we're talking about the creator of the universe. We're talking about the breath of life that is in all of us, saint or sinner, whichever way that you find, whatever that you call yourself. We're talking about this spiritual being that is in everything and that basically is the creator of everything. There is nothing else outside of it. God is all. And I believe that that love relationship must be a real relationship and an understanding of his love, an understanding of what God's love is like. And I think basically that we only scratch the surface from our human being perspective, because I think that, I don't even know, this is again, this is my disclaimer, that this is Veronica's perspective. This is me doing the show tonight saying what's love got to do with it. I think it's got to do with everything. As we're on the eve of Valentine's Day and I'm talking specifically about the love of God, I think that that should be the center, the bedrock of everything that we do. And, of course, I'm sure that there are people who are not in agreement with that, but that's them and this is me. The understanding of God's love and understanding how deep it is, how understanding how wide it is, understanding that it's limitless. It can't run out. You can never withdraw enough from that. That when you go to withdraw, there's more. It's expansive. This love is amazing, and I'm sure that you all are hearing the volume in my voice when I say that, but this love is amazing. And so I think this right relationship with God, I want to point out these three things, because I was saying something the other day. I think I was reading the Word of God, and I was thinking about this, and I'm sure you all have heard of this threefold cord. And basically, I said, and I wrote down, and I'm going to say it with you all, I think this threefold cord basically is right mindset, right believing, and right faith. I think when those three areas are connected, and you are connected, you understand in your mind that God is everything, and that the rightness of your mind helps you in terms of the believing, making sure that you're believing, not a cult, not somebody, some celebrity, not some religion that's been gone crazy and is being detrimental to people. I believe that everything about God, when we have that right mindset, that right believing and faith, it really is the anchor of everything. And then I think this love relationship with God is a trusting relationship. I think that trust is going to be vitally important. And I think that's true in all of these relationships that I mentioned. But I really, really, really want to hone into this trusting relationship, because that was a difficult one for me, because I'm a daughter that did not grow up in the home with a father. So the relationship of understanding a spiritual father was difficult for me, because growing up, it was all about religion, and God gonna get you if you don't do right, and if you don't believe right, if you don't act right, God gonna get you. And so that loving relationship and trusting something that you cannot see, the invisible father, was difficult for me. But I know full well that a trusting relationship is vitally important. You got to trust God. And there is something that was going on earlier today, thinking about something, a business transaction, business partnership, and all of that stuff. And I heard way down deep inside of myself, trust the process. And I think that basically what we have to understand in this trusting relationship, this love relationship with God, that you're trusting in something that you have not seen, you haven't touched, you've experienced it, but you certainly cannot, it's not tangible. You can't put your hand on it like, okay, that's God the Father. It's not like your biological father or father that you can see in the flesh. This is a spiritual father that you've got to have this trusting relationship in that you cannot see. And I think that sometimes for people is very, very difficult, especially when you're trying to explain it and you're trying to help people to see, what do I mean by this love relationship with God? What does love have to do with it? It has everything to do with it. It's being in the position where you're saying, God, you know what? No matter what, even though I can't see you, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust this invisible entity that I cannot see, that I call God the Father, and that I will always bank on you and believe in you, and that I'm hoping that I'm getting this mindset right, which I believe that God gives us those opportunities to say, okay, I want you to understand this, that that's what transformation and elevation of thought comes from, when you can let go of with the way that you see it, how you see it, what you thought, what other people thought, and you're saying, you know what, I'm a lot arms, I'm going to lock eyes, I'm going to lock hands, I'm going to do everything that I possibly can do to say, God, I'm loving you, and I'm loving you in a way that I'm making myself vulnerable to say, God, it's just you. And then I put here, and this thread runs through all of those areas, is the listening. As I said, I was going down the road. I had this, you know, this business meeting that I had to go to. And you have to really watch your thoughts, because, again, thoughts that come from out of nowhere that's negative, and you have to really grab hold to those things that are not loving and kind. You really have to make sure that you arrest those kinds of thoughts so that they are not driving you into things that you don't need to be involved in. And so I'm learning to listen to God, follow and be led by the Holy Spirit of God. This is not church, y'all, but when we think about on the eve of Valentine's, and everybody's going to be getting candies, not everybody, because some people are not going to get them, and I'm certainly not going to get candy because I don't need not one bit of chocolate or any kind of sweets on my list, but people get flowers. I was looking at television the other day, and they were talking about how billions of dollars are going to be spent today and tomorrow, and so that's just huge in terms of spending, for people to say, I love you. And I think God has always said that. No, I don't want to say I think. I know God has always said that I love you, and will you receive the love? Will you receive the love? So number two on my list was love of self, because, again, what's love got to do with it? Four areas: love of God, love of self, love of others, love of community. So I want to talk a little bit about the love of self. This, for a lot of people, I think, self-love, we say that we love ourselves, and we do everything basically to fix our outside up, but never to really dive in and really do the work on the inside. And something, I'm reading the book, and I was sharing this with my girlfriend the other day, and I said, you know what, I'm reading this book, and a snippet was in the book that I came away, and I'm paraphrasing, that you're not your body, that you got to understand that it's that mind that you really, really, really want to focus in. But the love of self is your truth and your acceptance. Tell the truth to of who you are, and don't hide your truth from yourself. Because many of us hide in our own lives. We're burying stuff and carrying stuff that we don't really need to carry. And all we have to do is be truthful to ourselves and say, you know what? I don't necessarily have all of this together, but I'm loving the person that I am. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not my past. Excuse me. And I'm not what others say that I am. Excuse me, I got choked up right there. Kind of cough. You know how something going down the wrong pipe? So, yes, it's going through. So, truth and acceptance. Accept who you are. Accept the fact that none of us are bad in a thousand. I think that's what we try to do. We try to be that perfect individual. And I think that's one of the reasons why cosmetic surgery is on it's just explosive today, because everybody, I hate to use the word everybody, many people are looking for that perfect body, or they see something and say, oh, that's what I want. I said to my husband the other night, I said, you know what, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to get this fat taken off my stomach. My husband was like, what am I going to hold on to? Because I love that. And I was like, you love the fat on my stomach? You know what I mean? It's crazy that you look at yourself like, I don't like that part about myself, but somebody else is loving it or liking it a whole bunch. But we have to tell the truth about who we are and to begin to accept ourselves and know that you will not be perfect. And it is okay. It really is. I think that if we could come to a place in society where we can truly tell ourselves the truth and accept the way that we are, we would be so far down the road than we are now. But it's just basically that we're not doing it. And it's hard to give authentic love to anyone else when you don't love and value yourself. People try to say that they do. Well, I love you more. No, you don't. There's a level of love that you got to have for yourself, authentic love for yourself, that only is going to come from a pure place, that only God can give that to you, and that comes to you when you tell yourself the truth. I was looking at Billy Porter doing, I think it was on Tamarin Show, and he was saying he's a gay man, he's black, and he said for a long, 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 long time that basically he tried to act, he said he was trying to act out his masculinity, that he was trying to be male. He was trying to do all of that stuff. He was caught up for years, and this is what a man's supposed to be like. This is what a man's supposed to act like. And he said his life was a mess. He said when he finally came to the truth and said, I'm a gay man, that's what it is, I'm not going to lie no more to myself about that, I'm going to tell the truth, because that truth is liberating. It's something about it. It's freeing. It's something that we all should. We just got to get there. That why do we lie to ourselves? It's just not good. And once we tell the truth, it opens us up. And when he said that, I was like, that is something. Said when I started telling the truth, I ended up in a place that I never thought I would in the celebrity life. He said, because before I was broke, busted, disgusted, lying to myself, lying to others, pretending, all of that stuff. But the moment I decided to tell my truth and accept myself for who I was, that things turned around for me, because there's an attraction that comes with truth. And so I think we have to operate in that. And so I got a couple other points, but let me do my little infomercial piece here and tell you, if you need to reach out to Francine Humphrey, who is the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women, you certainly can reach out to her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org to find out more about Issues Concerning Women. If you need to connect with me, you certainly can go to the micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website to find out more about what we're doing and how we can help individuals. But our goal is Basically, for Francine and I, is to be a voice, to help empower, to help encourage, to help organizations and women and families thrive. That's what we do. And so getting back to my bullet points, I probably won't get to all of them tonight because I'm sitting over here looking like, where does the time go? We got 10 minutes and I still got a couple of more points that I want to talk about. But let me get back to this love of self. When I was telling you that it's hard to give authentic love when you don't value and love yourself. And then the other piece of that, it's really about your value and your worth. And for many of us, our self-esteem has been crushed, was crushed early on in life. And I really believe that that was a tactic of the enemy, because the enemy came early in your life because he wanted to stop you, because he knew that you would be powerful. He knew that if you found out who you were and how valuable you are and how much purpose that you have and how much you had to bring to this world, that your gift that you have for us basically is so important that he tried to steal that early. And so what I say to you, my brothers and sisters, tonight on this segment where we're saying what love got to do with it, it has everything to do with it. And you got to understand that your love of yourself is vitally important. That's why when you go on airplanes, and I know you've probably heard people say this before, they always say, before you put the oxygen mask on somebody else, put the oxygen mask on yourself, because it's important that you save you so that you can have the ability and the strength to be able to help somebody else put theirs on. It is the same thing with parenting and being someone who's a caregiver or what have you. You got to take care of you. You got to do that. And I know for myself, I am on that kick again of eating right, you know, trying to get yourself together. And again, you don't have to be vegan or anything. It's just basically watch your portions. Like, for an example, this week I had some fried chicken and some fish. Fried fish, because that's both two things I love. So no more this week can I do fried. Can't do any more fried food this week. That's what I'm talking about and saying. The love of myself is knowing that basically I'm going to have to make some lifestyle changes. Do I do away with all that stuff? No. I'm not going to be the person that never eat another piece of cake, another piece of pie. I'm not going to be the person that's going to be the person that goes to the gym every day and work out for 2 hours a day. That's not going to be my truth. That is not my truth. My truth is that basically I had to take these small steps toward moderation for me to get to where I want to go to, because I know me and I love me and I'm going to do the things that is best for me. So you have to value yourself and see yourself as worthy. If you don't see yourself as worthy, you give off that energy. That energy that you don't value yourself, and then you'll start acting out of that stuff, and then people will get from you that what you're saying and what you're doing are not matching up. And so we really, really, really have to be able to figure out, how do we love ourselves that's authentic, that's genuine, that we're taking care of ourselves, that we're loving ourselves, and we're being good to ourselves. The third point here is the love of others. I think this is, once we get that down pat in our souls where, hey, we got this love of God, this relationship with God is just tight, it's lit. It's a dope relationship between God and I. And then I turn around and say, now let me look at that love of myself. Am I loving me the way I should be loving me? Or am I looking at parts of myself that ain't no good? You ain't that good. Are you saying stuff to yourself? In one of my soul work groups, I have this title a topic that a woman can choose if she wanted to have her soul work group around that. It is called basically killing myself softly, the words that I'm saying to myself. It's really that internal dialogue, that thing that I'm saying to myself. And sometimes people don't even know that you're calling yourself stupid, that you're no good, you ain't gonna never be any good. All of that negative inward conversation that you're having with yourself, not loving you, is not good for you. And then the love of others is so important. How do we go outside of ourselves now and make that connection? How are we connecting with people around us from a love perspective? It does not mean that you're going out here and being fake and phony, but how do you extend yourself? How do you be able to show up for somebody, especially when you got this thing with you and God together, you got yourself, you know that you got this healthy sense of self, self-esteem and self-concept, and then the love of others. How am I doing that? And I got a bullet point here. I said what we have to do is repair and mend family relationships, and that is big. And all of us, every last one of us, could do better with that area, because there is probably some disconnect in some relationship that you have with a family member. Sometimes it's, you know, sisters and brothers. Sometimes it's fathers and daughters, sons and moms, all kinds of stuff, relationships that went sour 10 years ago and that have not been repaired. In this life, I think that we are going to have to work on mending and repairing those broken family relationships, because all we got is our families and our really good friends. And if we can basically connect in those areas and figure out, when you put your list down, I know for myself, and I'm saying this, and I know I'm speaking for a lot of other people as well, there's some family relationships that strain. There's some family relationships you say, you know what, it's better that I don't deal with them. We have a long-distance relationship, and I can't cool like that. But let go of the toxicity that comes with that. You know what I mean? Yes, you can have a long-distance relationship because maybe there was something that was disrespectful, or that you lost your trust or something. But don't hate. Don't be toxic. Don't talk about them. Don't gossip. Don't do the things that brings dirt, if you will, into the relationship. So it clutters your life up with it. At least where you can say, I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to let that go. And maybe the relationship is different, but now you're praying for them. You know, now you're not in that, I will never pray for them. They did this, that, and the third to me when I was 6 years old, whatever that it is. Or my mom left me, my dad left me. As I said, I was a daughter that did not have a relationship with her father. And it was hard for me when I had to establish and understand this relationship with God, whom I have not seen, and not being able to have an earthly father where I could physically connect and touch or what have you. But the love of others is going to be important, which brings me to this point of communication. Open communication with family and friends, I believe, is important. It's not telling all your business, but be clear on what your voice is. That was something that for this year, you know, in my prayer, I was saying, God, this year, what I want to do is make sure that my voice is heard, make sure that I'm speaking what I want, what I need, and basically saying what's important. This is what I understand. This is what I stand under. This is what I believe. And making sure that those things are right, it's going to be important. So, again, you're listening to Veronica McMillan on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And I am talking tonight about what's love got to do with it on this Valentine's Eve. And I, of course, said it has everything to do with it. And there are four areas that I'm talking about. I'm getting ready to go to my last area as we're coming down to the last 3 or 4 minutes of the show. So the love of God, the love of self, the love of others, and then the last one is the love of community. And I said love of community because I think that we're in such a need of bringing back community. Way back in the day, I was born in the 60s, the community was the parent. The community was everything. And so the love of the community really means getting involved. Get involved with the church. If you're connected, a synagogue, a mosque, wherever that you believe that's best for you and your family, get involved in it because they need you. They need you in ways in which you just wouldn't know. Giving back by volunteering. There are so many organizations, especially startups organizations, small nonprofits, so need volunteers and people to help out because they can't afford to, right now in their businesses, to pay anyone to do that. So they're doing this, and I'm coming from the heart with this, 15, 16 different jobs because of the fact that they're doing, that they don't have anybody. So, and then support your local nonprofits. It's so very important that you support your nonprofits. So what's love got to do with it? It has to do with everything. It has to do with everything. Love God, love yourself, love others, Love your community. Be there for somebody else. Be supportive. Tell your truth. Know that you need this trusting relationship with God, and everything will be just fine. Again, you listen to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. If you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, you certainly can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on the website. And if you need to connect with me, you certainly can go to our website, or you can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Have a absolute wonderful Thursday. Do something good for somebody. Know that we love you. Bye-bye now.